Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Just a little reminder, if you might need one, to be sure and subscribe to the Word from My Hermitage, my preaching blog here, on Substack.com. There, every day, an email will be sent to you with all the important links on the newest of the additions to the blog. And of course, it is free, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Today is Monday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, August 3rd, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came towards them, walking on the sea. There are moments in every life, I think, when God seems to send us away. The gospel begins with words that can almost be overlooked. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side. He doesn't invite them. He doesn't ask them. He sends them. Dismisses the crowds and goes up on the mountaintop alone to pray. The disciples obey. They do exactly what Jesus tells them to do. Yet obedience does not lead them into calm waters, it leads them into a storm. Often we quietly believe that if we are following God's will, life should become easier. If we are faithful enough, generous enough, prayerful enough, then surely the sea should be smooth. Yet the gospel tells another story. Sometimes the fiercest winds blow precisely because we are where Christ has asked us to be. The storm was not evidence of God's absence. It was the place where His deeper presence would be revealed. Matthew tells us that the boat was already a few miles offshore, being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. Imagine those disciples. Professional fishermen among them had weathered storms before. Their muscles ached from rowing. Darkness hid the shoreline. Every wave threatened to undo the progress they had painfully made. The gospel notes that Jesus came to them during the fourth watch of the night. In other words, between 3 and 6 in the morning, the longest part of the night, the hour when hope was most exhausted, the hour when people wondered if dawn will ever come. There's profound spiritual wisdom here. God often seems slow by our timetable. He rarely arrives according to our schedule. Yet he is never late according to his own loving purpose. Many of us know the fourth watch. The illness that has no clear ending. The marriage that seems impossible to heal. The grief that refuses to soften. The loneliness hidden behind a smiling face. The unanswered prayer that has stretched into years. The church herself sometimes feels like that little boat, battered by scandal, division, uncertainty, and the relentless winds of our age. We row faithfully yet wonder whether Christ has forgotten us. But today's gospel gently insists that he has not. Before Jesus walks upon the sea, he climbs the mountain to pray. This detail matters. His miracles flow from communion with the Father. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that authentic ministry is never merely activity. It's participation in the life of God. Jesus withdraws not because he loves people less, but because he loves the Father completely. There's an invitation here for everyone. Our world rewards busyness. It applauds constant productivity. Even in the church, we can become so occupied doing things for God that we neglect being with God. Yet transformation begins not in activity, but in silence. The mountain always comes before the mission. The hidden prayer always nourishes the visible work. As priests, parents, teachers, caregivers, and disciples, we sometimes imagine that everything depends on us. The gospel gently frees us from that illusion. Jesus did not abandon the crowds. He entrusted them to the Father while he entered prayer. Perhaps one of the greatest acts of faith is allowing ourselves to step away long enough to remember that we are not the Savior. Several years ago, an elderly parishioner shared something after Mass. She had cared for her husband through 12 years of Alzheimer's disease. Every day she fed him, bathed him, reminded him who she was, and sat quietly beside him when words no longer reached him. One afternoon she confessed she finally broke. She sat alone in the chapel and simply said, "Lord, I have done. I have nothing left to do." No visions came, no voices, no sudden feeling of peace, only silence. She remained there for nearly an hour. As she prepared to leave, she noticed the sanctuary lamp flickering before the Blessed Sacrament. Later, she said, "The Lord didn't solve anything that day, but somehow I knew he was still there. I realized I didn't have to carry my husband alone. Christ had already been carrying both of us." Nothing changed outwardly. Everything changed inwardly. She still had difficult days. Her husband still did not recover. But she no longer believed she was alone in the boat. That is often how grace comes. Not by removing every storm, but by revealing the presence already hidden within it. The sea represented chaos and danger in the biblical imagination. The very thing that threatened the disciples became the path upon which Christ approached them. Isn't this often God's way? Does not always eliminate the source of our fear. Instead, he reveals himself precisely there. The addiction becomes the doorway to humility. The failure becomes the birthplace of compassion. The unanswered question becomes the beginning of deeper trust. The loss becomes the place where eternal hope quietly grows. The waves that terrify us are never greater than the feet of Christ. Each of us is somewhere in this gospel. Perhaps you are standing on the shore, reluctant to obey because you fear what lies ahead. Perhaps you're in the middle of a storm, rowing against winds that seem stronger than your strength. Perhaps you are living through the fourth watch of the night, wondering why Jesus has not yet appeared. Or perhaps Christ is already near, and fear has kept you from recognizing him. This week, I invite you to spend 10 quiet minutes each day in silent prayer. Don't fill the silence with many words. Simply sit before the Lord. Imagine yourself in that small boat. Feel the wind, hear the waves, then wait. Not for dramatic experiences, not for extraordinary emotions. Simply wait for Christ, who always comes to those who remain open, even if his timing is different from ours. For the deepest miracle is not that Jesus walks upon the water. The deepest miracle is that he never stops coming towards us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when the winds are against us and the night feels endless, keep us from believing that you have abandoned us. Teach us to seek the mountain of prayer before we attempt the work of our vocation. In the storms of our lives, help us to recognize your quiet approach. When fear overwhelms us, deepen our trust. We grow weary of rowing, remind us that your eyes have never left us. Lead us through every dark watch until we reach the safe shore of your eternal presence, where every storm is stilled and every tear is wiped away. For you are the Lord of the sea, the silence, and every human heart. If you found a moment of grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we take a look at one of the gospel passages that we shared at Mass and discern its deeper meaning and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe.